From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, crossing the border to find cheaper gas.
But first, the Supreme Court overturned a ban on handguns in Washington, D.C. yesterday. That decision's been reverberating around the country. Yesterday on the show, we heard from the mayor of Atlanta, who told us she fears the decision will lead to an increase in gun violence. Today, we hear from the National Rifle Association. Chris Cox is the NRA's legislative director, and he joins us now from Washington, D.C. Thank you for joining us. And I'd like to begin by asking, when this decision was first announced yesterday, your organization said it could start filing new lawsuits across the U.S. right away. So what have you been up to in the last 24 hours?
Well, yesterday's ruling was a historic decision. And what the court said was that something that gun owners all over the country and Americans have known all along, and that's that good, honest people have an individual right to own a firearm. And God forbid, if you're ever in a situation where you need to use it in self-defense, you have that right.
So have you filed any lawsuits?
We will be filing lawsuits as early as today in the city of Chicago and the surrounding suburbs. We'll be filing a lawsuit against the San Francisco Public Housing Authority, and I anticipate a very busy few weeks and months moving forward in both the legal arena and the legislative arena.
Though this decision definitely overturned D.C.'s ban, it also made it quite clear that certain restrictions on gun ownership are acceptable. Justice Scalia wrote that the court can ban gun ownership by some people. It can ban carrying guns in certain places. How has your membership been responding to that?
We certainly agree. Our founding fathers talked about peaceable citizens and their firearms. The National Rifle Association said all along that criminals don't have Second Amendment rights, that violent criminals and drug dealers should be prohibited from owning firearms, that those who are mentally unstable should be screened before having access to any weapon. And so, yes, of course, as I mentioned, there are laws that are constitutional. There are laws that will pass that level of judicial scrutiny. But clearly, in areas like Chicago, in areas like San Francisco, and other places in the country, they've gone too far, just like Washington, D.C. went too far. And again, anywhere where freedom is under attack, the National Rifle Association is going to be there, whether it's in the court system or the legislative system.
You mentioned San Francisco. The mayor there, Gavin Newsom, invited leaders of the NRA to move into any big city public housing development for 2 months to see what the real effect of guns are. Would you ever consider actually doing that?
Mayor Newsom has no credibility on this issue. Again, that's a cute talking point from a mayor from San Francisco who believes that, unlike the Supreme Court, that certain rights are only reserved for certain elitists like himself. Again, the Supreme Court said that this right applies to all Americans, black, white, rich, poor, regardless of your status in society. So for this elitist chump to suggest that somehow people in public housing aren't worthy of the same rights that he gets is outrageous.
Is there any part of yesterday's decision that troubles you at all?
It was a great day for American history. This is, you know, our school kids have been taught that this is not an individual right, that somehow it was misplaced in the Bill of Rights along with the First Amendment and Fourth Amendment, but that gun ownership is not an American tradition or American value or American freedom. And so this is an important history lesson. It's going to put in permanent constitutional law the Second Amendment squarely on the side of the people. This is not the end of the debate. This is the end of the beginning. This is going to open up lively debate both in the legal and legislative arena, and the National Rifle Association anxiously awaits this contest.
Chris Cox is the legislative director for the National Rifle Association. Thank you.
Thank you.